What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1039. In this episode, I'll discuss hyper and hypokalemia thresholds that are associated with in-hospital cardiac arrest. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1039. And now, on to the episode. Both hyperkalemia and hypokalemia are potentially reversible causes of cardiac arrest. A group of authors published a registry-based matched case control study in the journal Critical Care Medicine to determine how the risk of in-hospital cardiac arrest changes relative to the severity of hyperkalemia and hypokalemia. The study drew from a Danish in-hospital cardiac arrest registry and analyzed over 6,500 cases matched with nearly 50,000 controls. The exposure was considered potassium levels within 24 hours of the time of cardiac arrest. Outcomes were in-hospital cardiac arrest and return of spontaneous circulation, 30-day survival, and 1-year survival in those with cardiac arrest. Hyperkalemia above 6.5 MEQs per liter and hypokalemia below 2.5 were significantly associated with 2.03 and 2.65 times the odds of in-hospital cardiac arrest compared with normal kalemia, respectively. Only hyperkalemia was associated with decreased odds of return of spontaneous circulation, 30-day survival, and 1-year survival after in-hospital cardiac arrest as the severity of the hyperkalemia increased. There was no such association with increasing severity of hypokalemia. The authors concluded hyperkalemia was associated with increased risk of in-hospital cardiac arrest and with worse outcomes after cardiac arrest. Hypokalemia was associated with an increased risk of in-hospital cardiac arrest, but was not associated with outcomes after cardiac arrest. Pharmacists can use this information to help identify patients at elevated risk of in-hospital cardiac arrest and perhaps establish quality metrics for electrolyte replacement protocols to ensure potassium levels associated with in-hospital cardiac arrest are not reached. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.